Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. Should you be a new listener, we welcome you, pray that God blesses you, and we just to advise you, we are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I want to begin the broadcast by focusing on the Lord Jesus, because you know everything is about Jesus. And for centuries, the Christian church has celebrated perhaps the most glorious feast of all, and that is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But as we go into Old Testament scriptures, we see that everything that was so specifically and in detail enacted through the feasts, the ancient feasts of Israel, are all representations of the work that the Lord Jesus Christ would do when He finally came. And so, with the Lord's help, we are going to be looking at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as well as the Feast of First Fruits, and see how these feasts, how they celebrate the Lord Jesus, and what significance and meaning they have for our lives today. Father, as we begin our time together this week, Father, we're asking for Your anointing, Your blessings, Lord, that the very Word of God, the living Word of God, shall so quicken our spiritual beings, our physical beings, Lord, that we will be so charged by the power of the Lord. Father, Your Word is truth. Your Word is alive. And so, Father, we ask for that anointing to be on the Word of God. And Lord, that our hearts will be open. And Lord, that even what would seem to be on the surface old familiar truths will take on new significance and new meaning in our lives. And Father, I also pray, Lord, for the needs of those who are listening in the radio family. Lord, I take authority over sickness, over disease, over oppression, over every work of darkness, every bit of spiritual warfare that has come against them. And I release, Lord, the power of God to free them from every single demonic attack. Lord, that we might walk in joy and liberty and praise You and be open to receive those new things, those greater works that You have for each and every one, each and every lively stone, Lord, of Your church, of Your bride. You, Lord, receive all the honor, glory, and praise. We thank You for it. Amen and amen. Well, the Feast of Unleavened Bread was instituted the day after Passover. And what was required in the Passover? Remember, the Israelites were in Egypt, and the Lord told Moses that they were to offer or sacrifice a lamb. All the Israelites either possessed a lamb or to purchase one or to share one. And here, at the very first Passover, on that occasion, when a sacrifice was formally appointed by God, it was required that the sacrifice was be absolutely without blemish of any kind. And for those of you who walk with the Lord for a time, you do know that the Paschal Lamb offering was to be without defect of any kind, and that, of course, typifies the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist announced, who takes away the sin of the world, that Lamb of God who is holy, harmless, undefiled. He is a Lamb without spot, Jesus Christ, perfect God, perfect man, but without sin. And the Paschal Lamb was to be eaten that night. It was to be roasted with fire and was to be eaten with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. And there's so much rich symbolism and spiritual truth in all these things. And of course, I'm just really glossing over the surface, if you will. But let's Let's share Exodus 12, verses 13 through 15, where the Lord commands, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever." And then as for verse 15, God says, "7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day shall ye put away leaven out of your houses, for whatsoever eateth or whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel." Verse 17 declares, "And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this very same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever." Beloved, what powerful truths in these feasts. The Passover lamb representing Jesus, the feast of unleavened bread, where we're going to be looking at that. But God commanded them throughout all their generations to observe that because it was a tremendous turning point in their lives as well as ours in terms of what is symbolized. Because after approximately 400 years in Egyptian bondage, under servitude, under slavery, not possessing a freedom, I mean, the male children were to be killed. God brought them out so they could worship him, and he's done the very same for us. The Passover lamb was a type of the Lord Jesus, our Redeemer. The blood of the lamb had to be applied on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses. There could be no exceptions if they were to be saved, if they were to be saved from the destroyer angel. Then, when they ate the flesh of the lamb, they would eat unleavened bread with bitter herbs. As the eating of the flesh of the Passover lamb typified feeding on the Lord Jesus Christ, so the command to put the leaven out of their houses typifies every sinner coming to Jesus Christ and putting out of their lives, or their house, if you will, their earthly tabernacle, their body, which is to be as a living sacrifice, the leaven of sin. Leaven represented sin and corruption. And so that's why they were to do this. So the putting of leaven out of their houses signified the putting away of every defilement, every corruption out of their lives. So in our case, so everyone who comes to Jesus must put out of their lives all the leaven, not just most of it, but all of it. We can't do this in our own strength, but we can do it by the power of the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us when we are saved. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our spirit. So let's look at this glorious ordinance again. First, they were to eat of the flesh of the Passover lamb. They were to do this along with the eating of the unleavened bread with bitter herbs. And I'd like to use this illustration. The lamb represents the Lord Jesus Christ. The unleavened bread represents the Word of God, who Jesus Christ is. Remember what he said, that the Israelites were given manna in the wilderness, but his father had sent the true bread. The bread, of course, is Jesus, the living word, but the living word of God is the actual scriptures that were given to us. Praise God. The bitter herbs, of course, represent our repentance. There's the repentance of everyone who turns from their former lifestyle and comes with sincerity of heart to the Lord in complete faith in his written word, believing that as we confess and repent of our sins and confess with our mouths, believe in our heart the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans tells us, we shall be saved. The Apostle Paul states in 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump." This is now New Testament, beloved, "as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven," "the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So, beloved, God was bringing out his people out of Egyptian bondage then, and the same wonderful, miraculous display of the power of God is happening today. We are seeing people taking the Word of God just as God said it, just as it is, the truth of the living Word of God, and they are responding and they are acting upon it. There are multitudes of church members today who really have not been converted to Jesus Christ. They've never had a personal experience with Christ. I've heard testimonies of people like that. I mean, they were good people. They had joined the church. Their parents were members of the church. They were good church members, but they never repented of their sins, nor did they openly profess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Think about that, beloved. If anyone's listening to me now, and perhaps just even by accident you happen to tune into the broadcast, it's not just being a church member, it's having a personal relationship with Jesus. And if anyone is listening and is feeling, well, maybe I haven't done that, all you need to do is come to the Lord with an open heart and say, Jesus, I receive you. I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart, into my life. Make me a new creature in you and lead me in the pathway of righteousness for your name's sake. It doesn't take, beloved, a lot of words. It takes sometimes very few words, but what it does take is not a half-hearted profession of the lips. It takes a turning of the heart in sincerity to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we've barely scratched the surface, and there's so much that could be said about the wonderful feasts of the Lord. But we must continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if there are prayer needs in your life, this ministry has been raised up over 50 years ago to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. I invite you to write. God's people, some are going through severe battles right now, but Jesus is our victory. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I want you to know with all of my heart, I love you and I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.